There's £10,000 for the taking, but only if someone can claim this infamous jackpot counter. Will anyone master the machine and leave here a winner? Let's find out on Tipping Point. Hello and welcome to Tipping Point. Let's meet the four players, all hoping to win thousands today.
I'm Dave, a retired NHS manager from Lancashire.
I'm Mo, I'm a gift shop owner and I'm from Cornwall.
I'm Ollie, I'm a charity fundraiser and I'm from Bristol.
I'm Tay, I'm a dance teacher from Kent.
Good luck to all of you. Let's play Tipping Points. In round one, you each start with three counters. Questions are on the buzzer. If you buzz in and give me a correct answer, you have a choice to make. You either choose to play one of your counters into our machine, or if you think she's not quite ready to pay out yet, you can get one of your opponents to play one of theirs instead. Now, most of the counters you get out of the machine are worth £50 to your score. That includes our mystery counters, which, of course, come with a bonus prize. But, even more excitingly, there are two new additions to the machine, the double counters. If one of those falls for you, it doubles the entire value of your drop. As always, the person with the lowest score at the end of the round will be eliminated from the game with nothing. So keep an eye on our double counters, because they could be game changers. Everybody ready?
Yeah.
Hands on your buzzers, here comes your first question. Usually found in tropical South America, what type of reptiles are anacondas? Dave.
Snakes, Ben.
They are snakes, Dave. Very well done. So, your choice first. Would you like to christen the machine or would you like one of the others to go instead?
I'm going to let one of the others play, Ben.
Who are you going to get to play, Mo, Ollie or Tay?
I'm going to go for Ollie. Sorry, Ollie.
You get all to right. Put your first counter into the machine. Where are you going to go?
I'm going to go drop zone 4, please.
Let's load up drop zone 4, please. Double counter looking very tidy on the edge there.
Absolutely.
Can you get at it? Nice, quick drop, and it's settled.
Oh, yes.
Dave, what are you thinking?
Oh, dear.
No, it's gone straight off.
What a start.
What a start, indeed. Ah. So, Ollie, that's five counters across the tipping point, £250. But, of course, with your first drop, you've got yourself one of our double counters, so we'll double that amount, and you take a massive £500 with your first drop. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. You're off the mark. Well done. Next question for everybody. In the Bible, although born in Bethlehem, which Galilean village is Jesus said to be from? Mo.
Nazareth.
That's absolutely right, Mo. Very well done. Now then, would you like to play, Mo, or would you like to ask one of the others to go?
I think I'll go.
All right,
after
where are you
that.
Go? Yeah, get some money.
I'll try drop zone 1, please.
Drop zone 1 for Mo, please. Get your timing right, Mo. Let's see if we can get you some money. Stayed up on its edge. We need to get this flat.
Oh, oh no.
Will it shift a bit? No, it's riding, Mo. That's not ideal. Just up and over the others, I'm afraid, to nothing for that first drop. Not to worry, still got two counters left. Next question for everybody. Stage 1 of the 2014 Tour de France set off from which Yorkshire city? Dave.
Leeds, Ben.
It was Leeds, Dave. You're absolutely right. Very well done. So, would you like to pass, Dave, or are you going to have a crack?
I'm not going to pass again.
Come on, Dave.
Where are you going to go?
I'm going to go for drop zone 1, please,
okay,
Ben.
OK, follow Mo down drop zone 1. Light up drop zone 1, please. Here we go then, Dave. Oh, quick, clean drop. You've got it flat. Can you get something over that top shelf? Just... What about the tipping point? There you go.
Wow.
Well done, Dave. That's three counters across the tipping point with that drop. £150 gets you off the mark. You now have £150 in your bank with two counters left to play. Well done to you.
Thank you, Pat.
Next question for everybody. According to legend, St. George is famously said to have slain which Tay?
Dragon.
Which mythical creature? Yes, Tay. Very well done.
Thank goodness.
Now then, would you like to play or pass?
I'm going to play.
Where are you
going
to go?
I'm going to go for drop zone 1 because I can see that mystery prize. It's very tempting.
Let's light up drop zone 1 for Tay.
Here we go.
Really clean drop.
Want it the other side, really.
Stayed up. Let's get that
Come
flat.
On, don't ride.
It is. Well it's flat.
Done.
You're okay.
Excellent.
Just need a decent shove.
up.
They look pretty steady on that top shelf, Tay, don't they?
Lucky Tay.
So, Tay, you're down to two counters, nothing in the bank. Next question for everybody. The two official languages of Cyprus are Turkish and which other? Ollie.
Greek.
That's absolutely right. Well done. So, Ollie, do you fancy having a crack again or would you like to pass?
I'm going to go drop zone one, please.
Let's light up drop zone one. Fourth time now. No hanging around. Oh, that's a really rapid drop as well.
That's a good one.
Right. And there, that's what Tay set up. And that's what she's
up. Ollie! Wow.
Nine counters across the tipping point. Very well done indeed. £450. We take that from the machine and put it into your bank. But as well as that, you got yourself a mystery prize. You've won yourself a pair of European flights courtesy of Monarch Airlines.
Fantastic.
Get away on holiday.
Lovely.
With £950 as well. Not looking bad, Ollie. Very well done.
Good start.
Next question for everybody. Ewan, Nikki, Catherine and Leo are the children of which former Prime Minister? Dave.
Margaret Thatcher.
No! Tony Blair. I'm afraid you got it wrong, so we have to steal a counter from you. That's got into the penalty pot. You'll all be playing for that at the end of the round. Next question. In the title of an English fairy tale, what is the name of the boy who is no bigger than his father's thumb? Tay.
Tom.
Yes! Yay! Well done! Woo! Well done, Tay. Now then, would you like to play or pass?
I'm going to pass.
Okay, who are you going to pass to?
Let's pass it to Dave, please.
Dave, this is your last counter into the machine. Let's see if we can get you some more money. Where are you going to go?
I'm going to go drop zone four, please, Ben.
Load up drop zone four, please. It's not settled yet.
Don't ride.
Come on now, get down. Oh, Dave.
Got a ride.
It is riding. Are you going to get some purchase? A bit of a nudge, go on. Oh, it tried for you, Dave, unfortunately. There's just not enough over the edge of that top shelf. Very cunning pass by Tay, because you haven't been able to add anything else, and that was your last counter.
Indeed.
You've got yourself £150, but for the time being, Dave, you're out of the round. So, Mo, Ollie and Tay, just you three left in. Next question is for you three. Usually combined with cucumber and herbs, what is the principal ingredient in the dip tzatziki? Mo.
Yogurt.
It is yogurt, Mo. Yep, absolutely. Now, would you like to play or pass?
I think I better play.
OK, where are you going to go?
I'll go for drop zone four, please.
OK, load up drop zone four for Mo, please. In we go, Mo. Bounce your drop. Stayed on its edge again.
Not again.
I think we'll be all right.
All right, please.
Yep, flat.
Flat.
And a decent shove's what we need, Mo.
Go on, Mo.
Lovely.
Hello.
Look at that, Mo.
Come on.
Oh!
Great.
Good drop there, Mo. Well done. Six counters across the tipping point with that drop. You were
right
to play. Let's take the £300 from the machine and put it into your bank. That means you've got £300 with one counter left to play. Ollie, you've still got one counter with £950. Tay, you've got two. I need to get you some money. Next question. On a UK road sign, a white letter H on a blue or red background indicates the location of which, Tay?
Hospital.
Which type of establishment? It is indeed a hospital. Well done, Tay. So you get to play again, or you can pass.
I think I'm going to play this one. And I'm going to go for drop zone three, please, Ben.
Let's light up drop zone three. Not had any action yet, Tay?
See what happens.
You can shift that
double
counter.
Come on, I need some money. More slow coming out. I'm going to go flat centre. Fantastic.
Could be good.
Come on, just push
there.
Them off.
Come on now, Tay.
Come on.
I think it's going to stay there.
Oh,
nothing this time. So you're down to your last counter. You need to use it very wisely indeed. Next question for Mo, Ollie and Tay. In December 2013, which American singer had a UK number one with the single Happy? Ollie?
Pharrell Williams.
That's correct. Well done.
Now nice. Then. Okay.
Last counter. Do you want to play?
Yeah, I'm going to play, yeah. I'm going to go drop zone three, please.
That double's still there, isn't it? Light up drop zone three.
Yeah, I just want it on the left there, really. Mm. Nice.
Kind of about there. Yep, and it's settled.
Oh,
Tay likes it.
Go on.
Flip. Oh! There's some just hanging over the edge, Ollie. But you did get three across the tipping point with your last counter. That's £150. Let's take it from the machine and add it to your bank. That's giving you a massive £1,100, which is a very, very good score indeed.
Yeah, I'm delighted with that, yeah.
Well done. For the time being, though, you've used up all three of your counters, so you, like Dave, are out of the round. Mo and Tate, just the two of you left in, this question is for you. Dino was the pet dinosaur of which Hanna-Barbera cartoon? Mo.
Flintstones.
Cartoon family, it was the Flintstones. You're absolutely right, Mo. Now then, to play or pass?
Oh, I think I'll go for Drop Zones 3, please.
They're all there, aren't they? Low-up Drop Zone 3.
They were hanging over.
Good luck, Mo.
Thank you.
Just there as well. What do you think, Mo? Your last
one?
Oh,
I think it's good. I think it's good. Oh, no.
Like that?
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, maybe not. It needs to come over a bit.
There's a couple. Oh.
Couple, yeah.
That cluster's staying there, though. It's going to give Tay a chance. That's £150 you've got across the tipping point. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. So, Mo, you've used up all three of your counters, so for the time being, you're out of the round.
OK, thank you.
So, Tay, just you left in. Because it is just you, you don't need to use your buzzer. You do need to give me the correct answer to this question to put that counter into the machine, and you need to do it in the allotted time as well. So, if you're not sure, it's worth having a guess if you can. OK, Tay, here we go. Chemical compounds known as hydrocarbons consist of atoms of carbon and which other element?
Carbon dioxide.
It's hydrogen. Not to worry, Tay, I'm afraid we have to take that last counter from you. That's ended up in the penalty pot. So as things stand, Ollie is way out in the lead with £1,100, courtesy of the double counter, which Dave gave him. Mo has £450, Dave £150. Tay, you're yet to get off the mark, but it's not over yet. There are two counters in the penalty pot, both up for grabs, as I ask one last question. Win these counters and everything can change. If you buzz in and give me the correct answer, you put the counters into the machine. However, if you buzz in and give me the wrong answer, you will be frozen out. Good luck to all of you. Here comes your penalty pot question. On which date in April is April Fool's Day? Mo.
First.
It is Mo. Quickest off the mark. Very well done. She beat you to it, Tay. I'm afraid that means we're going to be saying goodbye. Mo, two counters to put into the machine. Where are you going to go?
I'll go for number three, please. Drop zone three.
Light up drop zone three for Mo. Go.
Oh, Mo.
Oh, I just stayed up,
come
didn't
on.
It? Right in that don't space ride, as well. Don't. You might need this one to set up the others.
Oh, it's riding. Yeah.
It is riding, I'm afraid. You might get a little nudge. You might.
Might nudge that
there.
Top one.
Nope. No, nothing.
No.
One more to go, though, Mo.
I'll go for drop zone three again, please. Ben.
Load it up, please.
Thank you, Ben.
Straight in. Get down, settle down.
Settle
down.
There
you
go. Yeah, that's better.
Now you're going to get them over.
No.
No, Mo.
Two's there as well.
I know.
Two penalty pot counters.
Wrong, I expect.
I'm afraid nothing is going to drop for you, so we can't change the scores. They stay as they were. At the end of the round, Ollie is out in the lead with £1,100.
Wow.
Mo, you're in second with £450. Dave's hanging on in there with £150. Tay, I'm afraid you didn't get off the mark, so we've definitely found your tipping point. Thanks for playing.
Thanks for having me. I've had a fab time. Thanks, Ben.
So join me after the break to see which of today's three remaining players will win through to go head-to-head and a shot at our £10,000 jackpot. See you in a bit. Welcome back to Tipping Point, where Dave, Mo and Ollie have all survived to play round two. In this round, they'll each have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. As before, any counters that come out are worth £50, with the exception, of course, of those bonus double counters. And the player with the lowest score at the end of the round will leave the game with absolutely nothing. Now then, Ollie, you're way out in the lead after round one, so it's your choice. Would you like to face the machine first, or would you like to ask Mo or Dave to go instead?
I'm going to play.
OK, you're going to take control, Ollie. 30 seconds to answer as many questions as you can correctly. Every time you give me a right answer, you put another counter into the machine. If you don't know, just say pass and move on as quickly as possible.
Sure.
30 seconds for Ollie, please. Ollie, your time starts now. Native to Africa and Asia, which mammal is the largest living land animal?
The elephant.
Correct. Goat Island separates the two principal parts of which North American waterfall?
Niagara Falls.
Correct. Which planet in our solar system is named after the Greek god of the sky?
Venus.
Uranus. The English alphabet is made up of 5 vowels and 21 what?
Consonants.
Correct. The Swiss food rösti is chiefly made from which grated vegetable?
Cheese.
Potato. Which American drama series won the 2014 BAFTA Television Award for Best International Programme?
Breaking Bad.
It was Breaking Bad. Out of time with that one. You got three right, though, Ollie. Very well done. Three counters. Where do you want to start?
Drop Zone 3, please.
Light up Drop Zone 3. Top shelf and bottom shelf not looking too bad. That doubles there as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
The thing about doubles. In we go. Bit of a ricochet drop. Lots of bounces.
Flat.
Nice and flat.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Not the double, but you've got a couple. That's just going to line up that shelf. Oh! Wants to go.
Well, that's just why I've got a couple more then.
It is. You're absolutely right, Ollie. So, where do you want to go this time?
Drop Zone 3 again.
Line up Drop Zone 3.
Edge. That's a good one.
Do you think that's good? Mo thinks it's
good. I think it's good.
Depends if it rides.
It's not.
It's a good one. Look, he's going to get the double over.
Yep.
You can shift it down that shelf. That could serve you quite nicely though, Mo. There you go.
Come on.
The double is over. Keep an eye on that.
Okay.
Another three, Ollie. So that's £150. And you've got one more counter to put into the machine.
I'm going to switch to Drop Zone 2, I think.
OK, let's light up Drop Zone 2, please. Trying to avoid the double now, aren't you? Ghost drop. Right there, down in the middle. Yep, it's nice and flat. What do you reckon, Ollie? Where you wanted it?
More or less, yeah.
Bit of a gap at the back, though. So,
a gap there, okay.
Nothing to add. You've set up that top shelf very nicely, but let's take the £150 from the machine and put it into your bank. You now have £1,250. Well done.
Thank you.
So, Mo, we come to you. It's your choice now. If you want, you can face the machine next, or you could put Dave in the chair instead.
No, I think I'll go.
OK. 30 seconds for Mo, please. Mo, your time starts now. A branch of which tree is traditionally offered as a symbol of peace?
Olive.
Correct. On the periodic table, which element is represented by the symbol O?
Oxygen.
Correct. Which British crime writer wrote the murder mystery novel And Then There Were None?
P.D. James.
Agatha Christie. Rydell High School is the setting for which 1978 musical starring Olivia Newton-John?
Pass.
Greece. Which species of monkey shares its name with a blood group system?
Rhesus.
Correct. Which is the most northerly county of the Republic of Ireland?
Armagh.
It's not. It was Donegal. Donegal. Okay. Three counters, Mo.
OK.
Where are you going to go?
I think I'll go for Drop Zone 2.
Light up Drop Zone 2. On the right-hand side, you could get three as well, couldn't you? If you get it in the right place.
Down there.
Thereabouts. Oh. No, you're not sure about that one?
It's a bit flat,
though. If it's flat,
we'd
be good.
It is flat. You could be very good, Mo.
Could be good, this.
Bit of a hole at the back.
Come on, guys.
There you go.
Oh, nice one.
Go, Mo.
Go.
Ah, yes! Good. Well done. Mo, that's a cracking drop. Nine counters across the tipping point. £450 with your first drop. You've still got two to go. Where are you going to go now, Mo?
I'm going to switch to Drop Zone 3, please, Ben.
OK, let's attack at Drop Zone 3, please. Bouncy old drop, that one, wasn't it?
Oh, was a bit. It's in that gappy bit as well.
I think you'll be all right. There you go.
Oh, it's flat. That's good.
Seven more draws you level with Ollie. That's the next challenge.
Come on, seven. Lucky seven.
There? Oh, Mo! It's
going
to be very close.
They?
That's another six across the tipping point. Another £300. So you're up to £750. And, as you know, you've got one more counter to put into the machine.
Drop Zone 4, please.
All right, there's a couple of nice
ones
there.
And hope it goes
there.
To the left.
Towards the left of Drop Zone 4, please. Light it up.
Yeah. Just got to get it right.
One more draws you level with Ollie.
Yep. Oh no, what have I done?
Come on, Ali, slowly.
Oh, no, right.
That's
right.
Okay, that's okay.
Oh, dear, I thought I'd overdone it then.
Flat, lovely, you're all right.
It's on the left as well, which
I'm
is what
I'm
going to
get
need.
Enough of a shove on it. Yep, you are.
Just what I needed.
One more. Two will put you in the lead. Plenty, Mo. Well done.
So you creamed it.
Mo, including that one that threw itself out of the machine, that's another six across the tipping point, another £300. At the end of your go, you've got a massive £1,050.
Wow.
And we'll put that into that bank.
That's incredible.
That's put you in the lead. Very well done. You now have £1,500. Well played. Dave, you've waited very patiently. Now it's your chance. You ready?
Yeah.
30 seconds for Dave, please. Dave, your time starts now. In a BLT sandwich, what does the letter B stand for?
Bacon.
Correct. Which British DJ's name is Cockney rhyming slang for things going wrong?
Right.
Pete
right.
Tong. Which Andrew Lloyd Webber musical features the song Love Changes Everything?
Pass.
Aspects of Love. The fuselage is the main part of which kind of passenger transport?
Airplane.
Correct. In the original series of Star Trek, which central character popularised the Vulcan salute?
Spock.
Correct. Commonly kept as a pet, Norwich, Belgian Fancy and cinnamon are varieties of which bird?
Canary.
It is a canary. You're out of time, I'm afraid, on that one, Dave. You've got three counters to try and get some money or maybe look at a mystery prize. What are you thinking?
I'm going to go drop zone four, please, Ben.
Load up drop zone four, please.
Going about the right place?
It was. Just a bit of a gap there, isn't there? But we might need to just fill that with this one.
Oh, it's got a ride, is it?
It is riding a touch, but we do need to fill that space.
Come on.
Oh, had a little nibble at it, didn't it? You might need this one to set up the others.
Thanks, Ben. Try it.
Oh, hold on. Let's keep an eye on it. These will all be yours. Still
come
in play.
Come on.
Very nice. So, Dave, that's five counters across the tipping point, £250. Still got two to go. Where are you going to go?
Drop zone four, please.
Light it up, please. Stop. A bit too far, maybe.
Yeah. Flat.
It is. It's nice and flat.
Might just fill the gap.
Oh, nothing for that one. One more to go, Dave.
Drop zone four again, please, Ben.
Light it up.
Live in hope. Do me good. Don't ride. I'll tell me mum.
17 counters, George. You level with Ollie, Dave. 17 counters, George. You level. What have we got? You're going to get some more money. Dave! That's two more across the tipping point, Dave. We added another £100. It's not going to be enough. When we take the £350 from the machine and put it into your bank, it means at the end of the round, Mo is our new leader with £1,500. Ollie is just behind her with £1,250. Dave, I'm afraid that means with £500, we have found your tipping point. Thanks for playing, Dave.
Thanks, Ben. I've had a fabulous day, and good luck, you too.
Great stuff.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
So it is Mo and Ollie who'll be going head-to-head after the break for the right to play for our £10,000 jackpot. Who's going to come out on top? We'll find out in a couple of minutes. Welcome back to Tipping Point, where just two players remain, Mo and Ollie. Very well done to both of you for getting this far. In this round, you'll each face three questions alternately. On your question, you can choose to answer, or you can pass it to your opponent. If you give me a correct answer, you put your counter into the machine. If you give me a wrong answer, your opponent puts the counter into the machine. Whoever has the most money at the end of this round is today's winner, and we'll be playing for our £10,000 jackpot. So, Mo, you are our leader, as things stand, so it's your choice. Would you like to keep control and take the first question, or would you like to ask Ollie to go?
I'll take the first question, please, Ben.
OK, here we go, Mo. First question for you. What common boy's name do you get if you put the chemical symbols for beryllium and nitrogen together?
Brian.
You could have passed that to Ollie, but you went for it.
Yeah, because I think it's Brian.
What would you have said, Ollie?
I would have said Ben.
You would have gone with Ben. Let's find out. Is the answer Brian? It was Ben.
It was Ben. Okay.
I'm mortified, Mo.
Oh, yeah, sorry. My son's name's Ben as well.
Anyone else you know called Ben?
A few people, yeah.
Well done, Ollie. You get to put the counter into the machine. Good knowledge. You knew it was Ben.
I did, yeah.
Ollie, where are you going to go?
I think I'll go drop zone three.
OK, let's load up drop zone three. The double's in there somewhere, isn't it?
Yep. All right, here we go.
quick drop. Might sit up nicely. You're gonna get flat. No!
Oh.
Nothing for that one. That was a free shot though, so let's not worry.
Yeah.
Not this time. Time for your first question then, Ollie.
Okay.
Ollie, if you were to order pulpo, P-U-L-P-O, pulpo, in a tapas restaurant, which sea creature would you be eating? You don't have to answer it. Or you, do you think Mo?
I'm going to have a guess. I'm going to go with crab.
You think it's a crab. Mo, what would you have said?
I haven't got a clue. I think I would have guessed either crab or lobster.
Yeah.
Crab or lobster.
Lobster, maybe.
OK. If you were to order pulpo in a tapas restaurant, would you be ordering crab? Octopus.
Oh. Right.
It was octopus.
No
good news for you, Mo. You get to put the counter into the machine. Well done.
That's a relief.
Where are you going to go?
I'll try drop zone 3 again, please.
Light up drop zone 3.
I know that doubles under there somewhere.
It is indeed there. You just get a glimpse of it on the bottom shelf. Bouncy drop.
Could
get that
ride,
silver one
don't
over.
Ride, please don't ride. Just flat.
There you go, nice and flat.
Fingers crossed.
Anything over that top shelf? Yep, there we go. Nice broad shove as well. Oh,
no. Nothing.
Could get a nice shove. Oh, how frustrating. Not to worry, Mo, we come to you for your second question. Born in St. Petersburg, Anna Pavlova was a famous name in which field of dance?
Ballet. It was ballet, I'm sure.
You seem pretty certain about that one.
I don't need to pass, I know.
Let's find out.
Yeah.
Is Anna Pavlova famous in the world of ballet? Of course she is.
Yeah.
Wonderful stuff, Mo. So, can you make an amends? Where are you going to put this counter?
I think I'll go for drop zone 3 again.
Yep.
Have a go.
All going into drop zone 3. Light it up, please. 11th counter going in. 21 out. Quite a hectic drop.
Ooh,
second,
it's over
though.
The side there.
Is that the side you wanted it? Not really?
Not really, no. I wanted it in the middle. Let's see what happens.
Let's see if we can get that black counter
might get
over.
A bit of side.
Lateral.
Yeah. Not bad, not bad.
Nothing from that, I'm afraid. Ollie, time for your second question. Whose mandolin features in the title of Louis de Bernier's 1994 novel? You don't have to answer it.
I think it's quite a tough one, so I'm going to pass it over.
I think that that's probably Captain Corelli.
Let's find out. Was it Captain Corelli's mandolin? Of course it was. Mo, you get to put the counter in the machine.
I do.
Another crack. Where are you going to go?
I think we'll go for drop zone 3
again. I think that's a good idea. Light it up.
Okay.
Yeah, nice steady drop and settle.
Hopefully.
Anything going to go? The black one there. Is that going to unlock?
It's going to blow.
There she is. Mo, they finally fell.
Incredible.
8 counters across the tipping point. £400. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. That puts you way out in the lead with £1,900. Mo, we come to you for your third and final question. Mo, which Labour leader was defeated by the Conservative Party at the 1987 and 1992 general elections? Which Labour leader? You don't have to answer. Do you think Ollie will know?
He's probably a bit young to know that. I think I'll pass. I'll pass to Ollie.
Right, Ollie, here's a big chance.
I think that's a good pass, yeah. I don't know. I'm going to go Harold Macmillan.
Ollie's going with Harold Macmillan. Mo, what would you have said?
Harold Wilson.
Yeah,
Harold Wilson. Harold Wilson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's find
he
out.
Might be Macmillan.
Which Labour leader was defeated by the Conservative Party at the 1987 and 1992 general elections?
Both wrong, I think.
Was it Harold Macmillan? Neil Kinnock.
Never heard of him.
Well,
never heard of him.
Well, I have. I should be ashamed.
You get to put another counter into the machine.
OK. I think Ben, I'm going to go for drop zone 2 this time, please.
OK, let's load up drop zone 2. Come on now then, Mo. Let's see if we can get you some more money. If that silver counter goes... just there...
Not quite.
Nothing there, I'm afraid, Mo, with your last counter. So, Ollie, we come to you for your third and final question. Let's see if we can get something in this round. Ollie, the Welsh resort of Barry is located approximately 10 miles southwest of which city? You can pass this to Mo if you're not sure.
I'm not 100%. I'm going to pass it over to Mo.
I know vaguely where it is. I think it must be Cardiff.
Is that your answer?
Yeah, Cardiff.
Is the answer Cardiff? It is! Well done, Mo.
Oh, gosh.
Very, very fantastic. Well done. Hard luck, Ollie. I'm afraid that means you're going to be going home.
Yeah.
Mo, you've got £1,900 so far. We can add to that now. Where would you like to pay?
I'll go for drop zone 2, please, Ben.
Load up drop zone 2 for Mo, please.
Thank you.
When you're ready, Mo, let's get it in. Could be good. Mystery counter going to shift a bit, maybe. There's a couple there.
Couple over, maybe.
Anything to add?
Yeah.
Oh, a nice cluster. Two fell for you in the end, Mo. Another £100 for those two across the tipping points.
That's good, thank you.
Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. Then it means at the end of the round, Mo is our winner with £2,000. Ollie, I'm afraid with £1,250, we have found your tipping point. But at least you have got your European flights to go home with. Thanks
Absolutely.
For playing.
Absolutely, something to look forward to. Cheers. Thanks for having me.
Mo, very well done.
Thank you.
In a few moments' time, I'm going to ask you to take this jackpot counter and put it into the machine. It's a little bit bigger than the others, but it's a whole lot better, Mo. So if you can get it out again, you'll be going home with £10,000.
That's very exciting, Ben. Thank you.
Can Mo master the machine by finding its £10,000 tipping point? We're going to find out after the break. Welcome back to the final part of Tipping Point. Mo is today's winner. She's got herself £2,000. Very well done.
Thank you.
We are about to take on our machine for £10,000. What would you like to do with the money if you were to win it?
Well, I've got two little things. One is I would like to have a really good full health check.
Right.
Because I plan to live to be over 100.
Excellent.
And the other thing is my kitchen needs some severe attention.
TLC. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Now, Mo's chance to try and win today's £10,000 jackpot in a few moments. I'm going to ask you, Mo, to put your jackpot counter into the machine. All you have to do, if you want to go home with £10,000, is get it out again.
Right.
I'm going to show you six question categories. For each category, you can choose to play one, two or three counters into the machine. The more counters you play for, the harder the question's going to be. But the more counters you win, the easier it should be to get the jackpot counter out. If you don't manage to claim the jackpot, you still win money for any counter that drops for you during this game.
Right.
Of course, what we really want is you to leave with £10,000.
That would be nice.
OK, so the first thing we need to do is put the jackpot counter into the machine. What are your thoughts?
Right. I'll go for drop zone 4, please.
OK, load up drop zone 4 for Mo, please. You go, nice and flat.
Nice and flat, yeah.
So, let's see what we do. Any damage here? Nothing just yet, but the jackpot counter, crucially, it's nice and flat, mm-hmm. just to the left of drop zone 4. Shall we have a look at your endgame subjects? Here they are. Sport, art, landmarks, politics, film, and children's books. You can take them in any order you like. So when you're ready, if you want to give me your first one, and for how many counters?
I'll go with the first one, which is sport. That's my worst subject, definitely.
Okay.
So I might as well go for 3.
If you're not sure, might as well have a crack.
No, I'm going to go for 3.
Let's have a sport question for 3 counters then, please. What is the standard international height in feet of a netball hoop?
Right.
8 feet, 10 feet or 12 feet? Did you play much netball, Mo?
When I was at school, but I was really little then. It could have been any of those.
What do you reckon?
Some of those girls could get it in pretty easily. I think I'd go for 8 feet.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think I'll go for 8.
Should we light it up?
Yeah.
OK, we're going to take 8 feet, please.
Could be wrong, but...
Is the answer 8 feet? Oh, it's 10.
It was 10. I should have gone in the middle.
Just a little bit higher.
Yeah.
Not to worry, not to worry. We've still got 5 categories left.
OK, I'm just going to go straight down the list. So I'll go for art next, please.
How many?
Well, I'll go for 3. I ought to know something about art, but... You never know, do you?
Let's find out. An art question for three counters, please. Camille Pissarro was a famous name in which field of the arts? Painting, photography, or sculpture?
Oh, Pissarro was a painter.
Should we light it up?
Painting, yeah.
Let's take painting, please. Was Pissarro a famous painter? Yes, great stuff. Very famous French impressionist, you were absolutely right. Three counters,
yep.
Put into the machine.
Drop zone four, please, Ben.
Light it up.
If it doesn't ride, I think it's going to be right. Oh, it's riding, Ben.
Ah!
Oh, well.
OK, not to worry. Two more to go.
Yeah.
Drop zone four again.
Drop zone four, please.
Light it up, please. Get over.
That was too far.
Just not settling for you, are they?
No.
Oh, not again.
Oh, no, this is terrible.
Two riders in one go. Just slid down. No, OK. This is the one, then.
Yeah, this is the one that's going to go on the left and get that.
Oh, there you go. That's £50 for that counter, Mo. Doesn't matter when they go, it's all yours. So let's add £50 in. You're up to £2,050. Got one more counter put in. Drop
Thank
zone four.
You. Yeah, drop zone four, please,
Light it up, please. Go.
Bit over
At least
to the
it's
right,
flat.
Bit too far over. But I might get that mystery one out soon.
Silver counter wants to go, doesn't it? When's it going to go? There's a bit of movement there. Okay, staying there for the time being. Let's have a look at the categories. Landmarks, politics, film and children's books.
I'll go for landmarks. Please,
landmarks
Ben.
For?
I'll go for three, please, okay. Ben. Yeah.
We'll have a landmarks question for three counters this time, please. Mo. The Clyde Auditorium, which hosted the 2014 Commonwealth Games weightlifting competition, is known by what nickname? The armadillo, the hedgehog, or the tortoise? Have you seen it?
I have.
What does it look like?
It looks a bit like an armadillo. Because it's got those sort of plates. I'm going to go for the armadillo.
Light up armadillo, please. Is the Clyde Auditorium also known as the armadillo? Yes, well done, Mo. You're absolutely right. The plates.
Oh, brilliant.
Armadillo. You're going to stay going for drop zone four?
I think so, yeah.
Light it up,
yeah,
please.
Drop zone four, please, Ben.
Go. Yes.
Go, there you go.
Take that, Mo.
A bit of shove.
Oh, that one stayed there still.
Yeah.
And a little no.
Oh, that got it up.
Okay, two across the tipping point. That's £100.
Right, drop zone four, please, Ben.
Light it up. Again, Mo.
Good position.
It is.
Reasonable position. It could go a bit.
And a little bit of lateral on it, and it will go.
Go on. Oh, there's a little bit of movement there on the big one. Might get something from this.
You're lining them up nicely, Mo. They just need to be knocked in.
Mm.
One more to go.
Right, drop zone four, please, Ben.
Light it up, please. One more, right behind that black counter. There. Yeah, oh.
Oh, it's rolled right over there. That's no good.
It's not great.
No. I might get the mystery thing. Oh, no, look.
Riding.
Yeah, it's riding.
You've had a lot of riders so far, Mo. It's not been your game just yet. Not this time. We've still got three categories left. Politics, film and children's books.
Just go down the line, go for politics.
Four.
I'll go for three.
Politics question for three counters, please. In 1919, who became the first elected female MP to take a seat in the British Parliament? Ellen Wilkinson, Jenny Lee or Nancy Astor?
I'm pretty sure that was Nancy Astor. She got a lot of attention as being the first... female. Yeah, I'll go for Nancy Astor.
Should we light that up?
Light it up, then.
We're going to take Nancy Astor, please. Is the answer Nancy Astor? Yes! Well done, Mo. You see, you do know your politics.
A little bit, yeah. I know the ladies' bit. Not the
three counters to go, Mo. Come on.
Okay.
Drop zone four.
Drop zone four, please, Ben.
Light it up.
Okay, I'm going to try to relax a little bit here. There it goes. Over to the left.
Oh, Mo.
Nice spot, nice position.
We'll have a little nudge on it, please. Come on. There you go. There you go. Go on. Yes. Flip.
Go on, there you go. Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, look at that mystery prize.
The mystery candy didn't drop, but that's £150 across the tipping point. We're up to £2,300. And jackpot counter is on the bottom shelf, Mo. Drop zone four.
OK, drop zone four, please.
Light it up, please.
Oh, there's a lot of gaps then.
Down. Mm. That could come towards the mystery counter as well. We're looking at that too.
Oh, nothing.
OK, not this time. Mm.
Yeah, drop zone four, please.
Fire up, please. That silver can of drops, it could make its way towards that.
Could do, couldn't it?
Yep.
Ooh.
That could be enough to send it over, is it? Go on! Oh.
It's frustrating, isn't it?
We're still in good shape, though.
Okay.
Two categories left to go. Film and children's books.
I'll go for film for three.
We'll have a film question this time for three counters, please. Which former child star played Elizabeth Taylor in the 2012 film Liz and Dick? Lindsay Lohan, Hilary Duff, Amanda Bynes.
I haven't got a clue. I think I'll go down the middle and go for Hilary Duff.
Hilary Duff?
Hilary Duff.
Because she's in the middle?
It's a guess anyway, because she's in the middle.
Light it up?
Light it up.
We're going to take Hilary Duff, please.
Not convinced.
Is the answer Hilary Duff? No hand.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, not to worry.
I didn't.
One.
I really didn't know that. So,
no.
You know.
Clearly.
Clearly not.
We've got one more category though, Mo. Children's books is what you save till the end.
Has to be for three.
Let's have a children's book question
no
for
choice.
Three counters, please. Which of these is not a character in the Mr. Men series of books?
Oh, my Ben liked these.
Mr. Worry, Mr. Fussy, Mr. Dopey.
Mr. Worry. I remember Mr. Worry. Mr. Fussy. I don't think Mr. Dopey would be very PC, do you? I mean, really. I'll go for Mr. Dopey.
Mr. Dopey? Should we light it up?
Yeah, Mr. Dopey.
We're going to light up Mr. Dopey, please. Which of these is not a character in the Mr. Men series of books? Hoping that it's Mr. Dopey. It is!
Ah,
well
there you
done.
Are.
Well done, Mo. So, we've got three chances now.
Yeah.
To shift that jackpot and to shift that mystery counter. Let's see if we can get you something. Come on.
OK, lovely. Thank you, Ben. Drop zone four, please.
Fire up drop zone four. Feeling good about this now, Mo. Come on.
Yeah, let's try and be positive. Down the middle. Ooh,
that's nice.
Nice position.
It is really good. The silver one might
Oh, it just moved.
Oh! Ooh. Just a bit too heavy, isn't it?
Yeah.
They are all clinging to that top shelf. Two to go.
OK. Drop zone four, please, Ben.
Fire up, please. There. Another one
what
in the good
What was that position. Doing?
A really good shove. Come on. There we go. Now what you going to do? There you go.
Ooh.
On the mystery counter as well, Mo.
Oh,
whoa! Well done. So, three counters into the win zone. That's £150 we can add in. And, as you can see, the mystery counter nestling in the win zone as well, which means you've won a prize, a case of wine, courtesy of Naked Wines.
Very nice. Thank you.
Enjoy
I might
that.
Need it after this.
OK. Drop zone four.
Drop zone four, please, Ben.
Light it up.
Oh, wrong side.
I thought it was going to just drop, change its mind.
It might knock that one over that's been so...
There we go. Yeah. What are you going to do here? Shifted a few. That's another three across the tipping point, Mo. So we add in another £150, which means you've got £2,600 and we're out of categories.
We are.
But it's not over yet. I'm going to give you one last chance to leave today with £10,000. As things stand, you can leave with your £2,600 right now. You can walk away with that money. Or you can trade it for three last counters to put into the machine with the hope of winning our jackpot. If you decide to take the trade, Mo, Nothing else that comes out of the machine will count. You'll leave with £10,000 or you'll leave with nothing at all.
Three could do it. Three could really do it easily. But no, I won't take the trade. Thank you. I'll take the money.
Well done, Mo. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What a superstar. Look, £2,600. What we need to find out, though, Mo, is whether three counters would have been enough.
Yeah.
You light up drop zone 4?
Go ahead.
Drop 1. Very little action on the jackpot counter. Drop 2. No way near. This was the third and final drop. Oh, Mo!
Oh, no, don't.
Mo! No, Mo! No! Mo, no!
Mo, I forgive you.
Oh, Mo, if you'd just been brave.
No, I'm not that brave.
You would have taken £10,000. As it stands, we've loved having you on. You're going home with £2,600.
That's great. That's fantastic.
And your wine, which might be to drown your sorrows now.
No, not at all.
Mo, thank you so much for coming and playing. It's been lovely to meet you.
Thanks, Ben. It's been great meeting you.
Join us next time when the fate of 4 more players will hang in the balance on Tipping Point. Goodbye.